listening to Talks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Listening to Talks. For the last 35,000 years, I've been giving talks with my special little recorder, beautifully, wonderfully done, and they've gone on to the internet, and Daniel Venetti has put them onto his server, Mar server, where all these talks exist. And for a while, we had a program on our homepage, which was, what was it called? Where the...
Broadcasting.
We broadcast, no.
Right there, radio.
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 Radio broadcast. Radio broadcast. Yeah, we had radio broadcast, where you could tune on to it, and then it would play an infinite number of talks for you in whatever rotation they happen to come. Well, I have an iPhone. It's a lovely thing, a very lovely thing. Everyone should have an iPhone. And the iPhone is has the ability to make telephone calls and receive telephone calls and to hold a memory of, maybe 3,000 or 4,000 of my talks. Really, yeah. And a couple thousand pictures and, you know, all that good stuff. So, as I walk my meditation path sometimes, I will put my phone inside my hat and I will turn on the speaker so that I can listen to it, and I will put it on to playing my talks, and it will play my talks at random, you know, and just play them. And well, this morning I listened to some of the most wonderful talks, really wonderful, and they were just about the things that we've been talking about. And I thought, gee, those guys should be hearing this currently, you know. Just what we were talking about. One of them was about, does a cat catch a mice, and why does a cat catch a mice? You may remember that one, maybe not. But, and I thought how consistent that was with what we were talking about here, on having cats to catch mice here in our house. And so then this morning, I went down to the Shangri-La, where we have this large 2- or 3-bedroom house that's just sitting there waiting for Joseph to come and entertain it or whoever else wants to. And I was looking for a baking pan. And I found a baking pan. I found several of them. But I found a baking pan, and it was nice. And as I was going into the different cupboards, I saw many little mice droppings, you know. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't know we had mice in this building, you know. But they might be old. But the thing is, they shouldn't be, because the place should be cleaned occasionally, mm-hmm. you know. And, but if we do have them, then certainly that's a moot place to have a cat, because the cat would certainly find a lot to entertain it. Now, I was thinking about these talks, and I was thinking that it'd be fun to make a broadcast, radio broadcast again, and have it more accessible, like where our ordinary talks are every morning, and put it on the home page and put it on the email every day. So send out this beautiful radio broadcast every day to people, and they just tune into it, and then when they're tired of listening to it, they shut it off, you know. Or they can just keep listening to it all day long. They can just have it tuned in and just have it be running along there doing great things. Well, now, I don't know how much difficulty that entails, but I wouldn't think it's too much. And it's just a matter of tuning them in. No. Henry Breitenkamp, he sent us notice on one of our talks, and he said that was an outstanding talk. I really enjoyed it. And he also sent it to all his friends. And so what he did, he took a link to the talk and sent that with the email to his friends, along with his statement that he thought the talk was awfully good. And then all you have to do is click down on that link in your email, and up comes the talk, you know, which is quite nice. And so I thought, well, now, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had some staff here, people who wanted to do the game, to go through a list, maybe 100 or 200 of our talks, and categorize them on healing, on abundance, on relationships, on all the various natures of them, and then have them on a radio talk or talks on abundance, talks on healing, talks on whatever. And then people could just tune in to those talks when they have a time to need that and listen to them to the length of time. And of course, if it's Chrissy in London, she'd be having it on all the time. And that's very, very good. And of course, she's a smart lady because she is living a very exceptional life. Now, I think that'd be an interesting idea, a very interesting idea. And I would sort of like to get a hold of our
archive.
Not our archives only, but our
podcasting.
Our server. Our server on which all these talks are. I'd like to get a hold of that now and just make a copy. Because,
Go down to Daniel.
Well, yeah, but just make a copy, because our server is no larger than a few gigabytes, you know. I don't know how many. Is it 500 gigabytes? Maybe 1,000? No, it's not a terabyte, but it's 500 gigabytes at least. It was bought quite a while ago, and it has only a quarter of it on there. It's not even full, you know. And so if we could just copy that and then make that as a workstation or a tool to make it available to people, I think that'd be a great idea. But as I listen to these talks and as I listen to all of the ideas that we've been sharing, we've been doing a lot of beautiful sharing. A lot of beautiful ideas have been given out, and they just go to the few thousand that we send it out to, and it could go to many more. Mm-hmm. It could go to many more. I would think if we had access to an actual radio station, but of course an actual radio station would have a specific audience, and the audience, how many people listen to radios today, that is, that we know about? I'm sure many people do, but actually we know what's the best media to reach the people who are sparkling and up and coming and interested in life, and that's through the internet. And so if we could make these things more readily available to people through the internet, that's what blogs are made out of. Mm. And that's what YouTubes are made out of, and things like that. And so I think we should be utilizing what we have already, and it's already in good condition. And send that out and make that available to people. Well, these are some of my thoughts. Now, it'd be fun if some of our students or some of our friends would like to take this on as a project for the University of Healing. Mm-hmm. And work with it, because it would be fantastic to make it available. And it's not difficult. It's just time-consuming to categorize, label, and name and things. And our archives are good, but we have not spent our time doing what we thought we'd like to do of labeling the talks that go on into the archives. We just have the title on and the length of time and the thought for today or whatever group it goes with. But actually my talks are so universal. Any thought for today could be Absolute Monastery and Absolute Philosophy and Meditation and Tao Healing Prayer. And it's just only, we have one series of talks that is rather specific. Now, can you think of what that might be?
The Five Stores.
Well, we have two series of talks that might be specific.
The Five Stores and Mr. Candle.
And Mr. Candle. Mr. Candle is a very specific presentation. And I listened to two Mr. Candles on those today that came through. And you would hardly know it's a Mr. Candle. but it's beautifully done with the children interacting and responding to one another and waking up to some good issues and good values in life. And I think this is something that it could be very, very important for all of us to enjoy. Now, if anyone listening has such an interest to be helpful, it'd be wonderful to talk with you and see what you'd like to do. There are so many senior citizens who don't want to retire but would like to volunteer, like my friend Ann in Ramona. She is on three choirs. She's on the county grand jury panel, and she's on teaching kindergarten.
Non-insurance.
And she's working on a group of for uninsured people who receive things from the government so they can be helped, because some of the people in Ramona are in great need. And I mean, here she is. She's been with Miracle Ear for years, a very successful lady, and she's quitting there July 30th, and she's just fantastic. And she is giving her time, giving her love, giving her attention to this, and she's living out in Ramona. And I mean, such people like that, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
They're all over the place, doing volunteer things, giving of themselves, sharing, and wonderfully doing things. Well, we could look for maybe a couple who might like to do some projects for here, and that would be very wonderful. Now, I know that Ellen is not working two-thirds of the time, and she has time. Sylvia is not working two-thirds of the time. She could be easily doing some of these projects, and Ingeborg, she could easily be doing this because she's not working, you know, maybe three-quarters of the time, huh? Are you working three-quarters of the time or one-quarter or what?
Indefined.
She is indefatigable. She works around the clock and is undefined, indefinable. And is that right about you too, Sylvia?
Around the clock, yeah.
Yeah, around the clock. Yeah. You too, Ellen?
Of course.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Oh,
Rex,
yes.
You too? Oh, yes, he's always got his eye open. And Rex lays there and looks at you, and he lifts his eyelids as he talks to you and shares with you whatever he's doing. Where he is now, who knows? He could be outside or inside. But that's the wonderful thing. Oh, he's had his watch stop him. Okay, so this is a possibility. So, if anyone wants to make this offer, I'd be very happy to hear what you have to say and how you might fit into doing it. You know, be wonderful to do it. And maybe it might be somebody by the name of Daniel Vanetti. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
Or even Caesar in the spare time, you know. Mm-hmm. Or somebody who, you know, is familiar with these things. Or maybe even Glenda, you know, who knows? Because lots of people. And they say even people who don't watch much television watch about 5 hours of television a day. I think how much wonderful things, I mean wonderful things could be done during those 5 hours that you watch television. But it's so interesting. Well, everything is interesting when you put your heart to it. But I'm just having lots of fun. And I'm listening to these things, and I'm hearing what I have said years ago and time ago, and how consistent it is, and how beneficial it is, and how useful it'll be. Mm-hmm. So, have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.